This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Several cities around the U.S. now have taxes on sugary drinks, you know, soda or pop, depending on what part of the country you're hearing this. The argument is that reducing consumption of those drinks will cut health problems like obesity and the costs that go with treating obesity and other diseases. Now, a new study aims to put a number on just how much money wider society could save if a soda pop tax went national. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
The National Bureau of Economic Research report looks at tax revenues, consumer behavior, and health costs to treat things like diabetes and obesity. Author Hunt Olcock says it's asking a basic question.
If you ran the world, what is the level of a soda tax that you might set?
Their answer? It's between 1 and 2.5 cents per ounce of drink, which they say would save society $7 billion a year. There are no plans for a national tax, but recent studies into cities' efforts reveal how they're working. Philadelphia's soda tax led to a 38% drop in sales, but opponents there say it just forces shoppers to go outside city borders. Christine Madsen at UC Berkeley says the impact in low-income neighborhoods in that city has been dramatic.
We've seen a 50% decline in consumption in sugar-sweetened beverages over the first 3 years.
The Bureau of Economic Research study says that on average, drinking a 12-ounce can of soda imposes about 10 cents of healthcare costs on society. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.